Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins on a happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast with every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Coming up later on, 8:05, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick as we're on day 29. Of the government shutdown.
Wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Hey, I know your calendar is going to fill up quick. That's why I want to give you a heads up. It's going to be a great cause, and it's at a great golf course. Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club. Monday, December 8th, it's the 2025 Papin Gives Charity Golf Scramble, brought to you by Comfort Keepers, benefiting Habitat for Humanity. So this is Monday, December the 8th. Get signed up now. Enjoy a day filled with golf and community impact. It's a good time. For more information, go to papingives.com. That's papingives.com. All right. So it's day 29. The government shut down. Democrats are trying to blame Republicans. I don't see how that can be. It's a clean, continuing resolution they've been handed, but 13 times the Democrats have voted it down in the Senate. They're 5 or 6 votes short, the Republicans are, of getting that passed and opening government back up again. This House Speaker has said, look, Johnson, he said, they're not going to do this. They think that, well, they're afraid of the far left, is what he's saying. They're afraid of the far left folks, and they're trying to prove to them, look what we're willing to do. Mm-hmm. And that's, I don't think that's going to be a fruitful for them. But again, you know, when your enemy is doing something wrong, you don't want to correct them too much.
Right.
Listen to this. I love these stories. 2 messages in a bottle. Message in a bottle.
Yeah.
The police. Mm-hmm. 2 messages in a bottle written by World War I soldiers.
Whoa.
More than a century ago, washed up on a remote Australian beach. Deborah Brown, her daughter Felicity, they discovered 2 letters dating back to 1916.
Oh, my goodness.
Over 100 years. Isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
They were rolled up inside a glass bottle in the dunes of Wharton Beach. And the first letter, written in pencil by South Australian soldier Malcolm Alexander Neville to his mother, and it was signed off somewhere at sea. Apparently, Neville had been aboard the HMAS Ballard ship, which set sail August 12th, just 3 days before he wrote the letter. He told his mom that food at sea was really good, except for one meal that was buried at sea. Without elaborating further.
Ooh.
And, yeah, he said, but I'm as We're as happy as Larry. I that must be a term, like an Australian term. Mm-hmm. Happy as Larry.
Okay.
Your loving son, Malcolm. Well, he was killed in battle less than a year later in France, April 1917. He was only 28 years old.
Wow.
Brown discovered a second letter written by Private William Kirk Harley. After allowing the waterlogged papers to dry, the letter penned by Harley said the soldiers were somewhat in the bite. And I'm not sure what that term means either. He survived the war and went on to have children, according to the report. Brown found the bottle while picking up garbage on the shore during one of their regular cleanup days. Yep, and she says, we never go past a piece of rubbish. We always pick it up. She says, we picked up wine bottles from 10 years ago that might have a message in it or something random. And she said she has since been able to connect with Neville's great-nephew online and the other letter, Harley's granddaughters. And she's going to make sure that the family members get those letters.
That is so cool. I mean, it's historic, yet it's personal. I mean, that's just kind of neat.
I mean, it is literally like a time capsule that was floating in the ocean, but right to last over 100 years.
That's pretty cool.
That is. It's pretty wild. All right. I like, you know, kind of neat stories like that. Good stories. We need more of that.
Yeah.
We need more supercomputers to take jobs.
Not too sure about that.
Yeah. But it also creates opportunity, too. You know, what is it? Capitalism is very dynamic.
Yes, it is.
And part of that is, you know, tearing down the old, building new. As we head toward the world of supercomputers and AI, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang announced that the company will build 7 supercomputers for the Department of Energy, with up to 100,000 chips. And guess what?
Yes.
All of them are going to be made in America.
Nice. That's a change.
Yeah, because for the last how many decades, the only chips made in America were Lay's.
That's true.
And nobody can have just one. The first thing that President Trump asked me is bring manufacturing back. Well, this CEO is answering the call. New York Post reporting made several significant announcements during the keynote address at the company's GTC event in D.C., highlighting the company's ongoing success and its commitment to advancing AI technology. The event, held for the first time in the U.S. Capitol, signifies NVIDIA's pursuit of work with the government and contractors in the area. So we're going to get 7 new supercomputers for the U.S. Department of Energy. Okay. They'll serve various purposes, including maintaining and developing the United States nuclear weapons arsenal and researching alternative energy sources such as nuclear fusion. The largest of these supercomputers will be built in collaboration with Oracle and will contain 100,000 of NVIDIA's Blackwell chips. So this is pretty impressive. It's a big step. It's about a $500 billion deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
But again, it goes back to progress and working for Americans that our president is for. He's gone to all these companies. He's talking to these CEOs, these founders, these high-tech guys going, hey, produce stuff here. Americans want jobs. And I'm glad to see they're doing it.
He sold Ford trucks to Japan.
I mean, come
while
on.
He was over there.
I mean, talk about your, you know, selling ice cubes to an Eskimo kind of thing. They build Toyotas and Nissans.
Toyota's agreed to spend $10 billion building facilities here in the U.S.
There you go.
So
gotta love it.
Yeah. Speaking of the automotive sector and NVIDIA, they introduced a new self-driving car technology platform called Hyperion and announced a partnership with Uber to create a network of robo-taxis.
The CEO
expressed his expectation for this new computing platform to be quite successful. Yeah, I'm not the self-driving thing. I'm not a huge fan of. And
One, we like driving, and two, we don't trust it because it's just not there yet.
You nailed it. That's exactly right. You know, When the personal computer, the PC,
yes,
has been on the market for how many decades now?
Uh-huh.
And you still have to, hey, did you try turning it off and turning it on again?
Mm-hmm.
Try doing that with a self-driving car.
Yeah, you got this 4,000-pound car going down the road, and all of a sudden its brain is the little blue swirly wheel of death, as I call it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
That's... But that is part of the whole tech thing, though, man. It's like they tell you, they brainwash you, and you've got to be on the cutting edge, man, don't you? If you're not, you're a dinosaur. You're falling behind. The competition's going to eat you up, you know?
Well, the cutting edge may run over you.
Or the cutting edge might just cut you.
Oh.
That's where it came from. The cutting edge.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't, does
that kinda,
it?
That kind of bugs me.
Even a paper cut.
Oh, I hate those.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Just stab me and get it over
with. A regular sword.
Yeah. Mm.
Run him through, Lavi.
Wow.
Run him through. The Irish pirate appears
always
once again.
Always shows up, yeah.
7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So there you go. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You? Because it's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You have a good day.
The only reason you should be on the phone right now is to call in. For What's Bugging You, good morning and welcome. It's 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yep, it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now And good morning, Big Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. I tell you, with America just keeping winning, it's hard to find something that's bugging me, but I'm able to muster one up this morning. What's bugging me is I just can't stand the fact that the Democratic Party now has gone into, what, day 29 with the shutdown. And what bugs me is that we have no way that we can get around this. So what it tells me is every time they don't get their way, they're going to cross their arms and just sit there and pout and let the country just pretty much be shut down and not care a bit about it or the people. So, you know, the Democrats want nothing but just chaos in the streets. And when we hit November and they start pulling these food credits and stuff like that, you're going to see unrest in the streets, and that's just what they want. So I think that what bugs me is we have no way of getting around it. They kind of have us hostage, and when you hold us Americans hostage, we don't like it. So we've got to come up with a way to get around that. So that's what's bugging me this morning, fellas.
Yeah, put people in a position where they're financially hurting and then raise the rhetoric up to where you get people angry and they begin to act out. I think you're exactly right, and it's very frustrating, and it's clear that the Democrat Party, if they don't pass the CR soon, they're putting their lefty base in front of all the needs of the American people. How can they expect any sort of support? They shouldn't. They shouldn't get it, for sure. Let's go to Pam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So a few months ago, we had a car accident down there on Williston Road at the northbound entrance ramp where the lady was holding her babies on her lap and they died because she did not have them in the car seat. So day before yesterday, it took me an hour to get from 13th Street to I-75 because I'm going out of town on Williston Road. And I said, okay, there has to be an accident somewhere. It's in the exact same spot where there was two cars. So they need to take that turn lane, that turn signal or whatever it is to go north onto the on-ramp and make it a solid red light. If you no flashing yellow turn, because people are turning and the people that are in the right-hand lane are crashing into them. And they have that intersection just blocked for hours.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Wow, yeah, they've had a lot of problem at that intersection. You're absolutely right. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Yes, sirs. These narco-terrorists would kill anyone who got in their way. Venezuela and Colombia are propped up, basically. They're sustained by the drug business into the USA. So why is the demon rat so against killing the terrorists who are killing Americans? Greg touched on it earlier. Maybe, just maybe, demon rat politicians are also sustained by the drug trade. Trump needs to launch an investigation. Get the DOJ in on this. Let's find out. Thank you.
Yeah, I saw a meme that fits this. If our government treated fentanyl the way it treated ivermectin during mm-hmm. the COVID thing,
yep. Oh,
that would be gone. It yeah. would be dealt with.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
ironic. I thought that was, yeah, interesting. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, and this is rather minor, but it's those fast talk disclosures at the end of radio ads where they speak at 23 times the speed of Ben Shapiro and the microscopic disclosures on TVs. They're like, I don't know what they think they're disclosing to whom, but it is rather annoying. it kind of bugs me.
Yeah, but I can tell you from our perspective, like when you have to do the license number or you have other things that you have to do, it's like we're forced to do that, and yep. it takes up the valuable time of the commercial, and that's why they run out of time,
mm-hmm.
and they have to throw that in there for legal reasons.
They're covering a technicality, and you're right. You couldn't read the ones on the TV commercials. You wouldn't have time, even if you could read that fast, and the letters were big enough to actually read.
Yeah. No, if you put it on pause and frame by frame, you can do it.
Yeah, there you go.
If you got your reading glasses on, you stare at the TV.
If you got some extra time.
Yeah. Good morning, Donnie. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I'm not usually a both sides are to blame kind of guy, but both sides are definitely to blame on the shutdown. It's a scam. The money is still flowing into the government. Nobody's had their withholding stopped. I still have to pay my quarterly taxes. They're sitting on the money. They won't pay essential workers. Guess who's essential? People working at the IRS are essential. So both sides will use this. It won't stop until somebody thinks it's not to their advantage anymore. And it is ridiculous.
Yeah, but look, in this case, it really is the Democrats. The Republicans have the clean, just keep business as usual, which I'm not a big fan of, but it's better than the alternative, which is what we're suffering from now. But no, it's the Democrats. They voted 13 times in the Senate to not support the CR, the clean CR. So, yeah. But, you know, I agree with the rest of what you said. It is approaching 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show, and we've got a lot to get to, including Congresswoman Kat Kamick. She is going to join us at approximately 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I was as busy as Kelsey Grammer on a Saturday night. That'll be, that'll be a new saying.
Oh, man.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be joining us. 9 o'clock hour, we got the Florida Ag Commissioner that's going to be joining us, Wilton Simpson, and the Florida Farm Bill takes aim at several government overreach things and protects citizens. Pretty interesting stuff coming down. We'll ask him about that, and also the beef deal with Argentinians. I don't know why I keep doing that.
I don't know.
Now I have a mental block. Bigger than the one I normally have.
He's mental.
That's right.
It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Greg Kelsey, I was going to say, is here. Because I'm doing a Kelsey Grammer story. Kelsey Grammer is 70 years old. God bless him.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's the father of eight. Revealing Monday that he and his wife, Kate Walsh, have welcomed a baby boy named Christopher into the world. Now, Grammer has four adult children from previous relationships and now four preteens with Walsh. The actor shared the news during appearances on an episode of Pod Meets World podcast hosted by Boy Meets World stars Daniel Fishel, Will Friedle, and Ryder Strong. While talking about his 2025 memoir, Karen, A Brother Remembers, about a sister who was murdered aged 18. Yeah, Kelsey Grammer. That's right, his sister. I forgot about that. Grammer revealed that he and Walsh, now 46, just had our fourth one. So it just became eight kids.
Wow.
Yeah. And so they also share Faith, 12, Gabriel, 10, James, 8. He's also the father of daughter Spencer from a previous marriage, who's 41.
So wait a minute. The oldest daughter is 41?
Yeah.
But the wife is 46? Did I hear you say that? Or
yeah.
Did I misunderstand?
Okay. No, that's correct.
Wow. They got to go to school together or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of reminds me of Tony Randall, if you remember, just going way back a little bit from The Odd Couple. He became a father for, like, the first time at 77.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I thought my my dad was of advanced age when I was born. He was 48.
Yeah. But here, 80? That's something else.
70.
70, I'm sorry.
70. Yeah. For, you just gave me
the
10,
eight.
10 more years.
Yeah, that's what
you out. Think about it, you're like, wait, by the time he graduates from high school, I'll be like 88.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I'm sure in the meantime, though, he definitely can give those children a good life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like his work. He's good.
Yeah. Seems like it. It is 7:37 right now on the Bob Rose Show, and an interview, New Yorker interview, and you know the New Yorker, pretty far left publication, right? Interview, this is an op-ed piece, John Nolte's pretty funny. The interview proves Corinne Jean-Pierre is as dumb as suspected.
Not that we needed proof, but it's nice to have backup.
He says Corinne Jean-Pierre, the dolt who became Joe Biden's White House press secretary through affirmative action, she's black, gay, a woman, and learning disabled, has once again proven she's every bit as stupid as everyone suspected. Even the far-left New Yorker, an outlet inclined to fully embrace and protect black, gay, leaning, learning disabled female Democrats, couldn't protect her from herself. You see, she's selling a book about her time in the White House, and her selling point is as nonsensical as those press briefings she used to deliver. It goes something like this. Corinne Jean-Pierre is leaving the Democrat Party and becoming an independent because the Democrat Party treated Joe Biden so poorly when he was forced out of his 2024 reelection race. Actually, this might be why the New Yorker pushed her so hard in this interview. As a Democrat, she was a sacred cow, a precious. Now that she's left the Democrat Party, she's no longer a precious. Instead, she's a black, gay, learning disabled apostate. Yeah.
Wow.
He said, all right, this makes sense now. Anyway, the probing conducted by the New Yorker was nothing much, but it didn't take that much for Jean-Pierre to prove that, number one, she doesn't know her mind or why she thinks the way she thinks about Biden, and two, is not capable of explaining her rationale for leaving the party or even writing the book.
Hmm.
You feel like you had to leave the Democratic Party because of the way it treated Joe Biden? How did it treat Joe Biden? I call it a betrayal, she says. Then she makes it all about herself before answering the question. It was an all-out, full-on campaign to embarrass him, to push him out. And I thought to myself, This man is one of the most decent people that I know.
Oh, my goodness. She's lying again.
Yeah, and she adds that objectively, Biden did more in one term than most presidents do in two.
Damage, maybe.
Yeah. So I just didn't understand why this was happening. Okay, fair enough. But then the probing begins and she falls apart like, well, Joe Biden did in the debate. Why do you believe the Democrat Party was undermining Biden? Her answer, I'm a gay black woman. This is very layered, she explained. There's a period of time that I question what was happening and how do we treat our own? How do we treat people who are decent people? Then it's all about her. And then you also have to think about how I'm thinking about this as a black woman who is also part of LGBTQ community and living in this time where I also don't think Democrats right now, Democrat leadership, is protecting vulnerable people in the way that it should. The New Yorker then points out that after Biden's disastrous debate, polls that had already shown Trump in a slight lead were showing Trump trouncing Biden. So if she considers Trump such a threat, wasn't it best to replace Biden with someone who could defeat that threat? Shouldn't the country come before one man? Wait a minute. Treating somebody with dignity is not the same as loyalty, she protests. I mean, the way he was treated, I had never. If you had seen something like that in the Democrat Party, please point that out. And she just goes on from there, and it does become nonsensical. She left the party because of the way they treated Joe Biden.
Right.
The only thing that really they did wrong was waiting so long to pull the rug out from under him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really what they did wrong, I guess, if you really want to go back and be honest about it, running him as a candidate to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, for the first term was a big mistake because he wasn't really capable. We talked about it on this show.
Yep.
And that...
Oh,
anybody?
Didn't we give him 6 months?
Well, yeah, and I placed the blame right at the feet of Joe Biden. I said,
yes.
"What woman in her right mind that's supposed to be so super intelligent as she supposedly is would put your husband out there, knowing his frailties, knowing that he's not the same guy that he was just a few years previous?" And she had to recognize this downturn in his mental acuity. She had to have. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is. Was it ego? You wanted that last chance at a power trip? I don't know what could be behind it. But, you know, no, like, loving, caring person would put their spouse through all of that, knowing his condition was deteriorating rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that. And that's really, you know, I don't care about, Corinne Jean-Pierre one way or another, frankly.
Right.
But it's just bizarre to say she left the Democrat Party because of how they treated Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the same person who continues to say that he was just fine. He was sharp. I didn't see any dementia. Well, then you are blind, deaf, and dumb. So,
yeah, no. She was part of the cover-up,
yes,
but maybe not part of the payoff. In other words,
a little bitterness here?
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, that it wasn't somehow included, in that inner circle.
Uh-huh.
And,
but she felt she was out there every day defending him, protecting him.
Yeah, she was. Really, if she wants to write a book.
Yeah,
It should be. How I was put in a position to have to lie every day, every working day in the White House.
Yeah.
That might be something that people might actually read.
And I'm sick because I got nothing for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the subtitle.
So, and now I'm really trying to sell this book. And
I just think it's great that the press is kind of not even, they're not letting her get by with the stuff that she says. I mean, multiple interviews, they're calling around. I mean, good old Colbert, I mean, he was not letting her just spout what she wanted to say without a bit of a rebuttal. So,
well, she's a non-entity now that she has left the Democrat Party. They don't want anything to do with her.
Mm-mm.
That was John Nolte in an op-ed piece, by the way, in Breitbart.
He's good.
He is.
He's to the point. I love it.
It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And I want to make sure that you never miss a minute of the show. Search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you, now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's going to be another awesome day. Here to pump you up, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, 7:49 right now. What are we, 29 days into the government shutdown? We'll ask Congresswoman Kat Kamick about that. She's coming up in about less than 20 minutes. Stick around for that. Also, 2025 Bikers on Parade charity ride. So all my biker friends need to get together here honoring our veterans, and this will be Saturday, November 8th, as close as you can get to Veterans Day there. Saturday, November 8th, and the starting point for us is AmVets Post 88. That is on State Route 24 in Archer, and we're all going to ride to the Suwanee County Fairgrounds, all right? So if you want to register and get ahead of the curve, which makes it a lot easier, and get your T-shirt and all that stuff, just Google Bikers on Parade 2025, and you'll have all the information right there in front of you. It's going to be another great event. And the facilities at Suwanee County Fairgrounds are covered just in case the weather's not perfect. We'll be inside and enjoying a meal with folks that are going to be riding at the same time down from the Harley dealership in Tallahassee.
Nice.
So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. I can't wait to ask him about this deal that Trump made with
Argentina.
Why can't I say that?
I don't know.
It's bizarre. I apologize. Anyway, cattle people are very concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're trying to kind of catch up to some lean years. And President Trump has been very helpful to those ranchers and farmers, and he wants to continue to be. But it also seems like he's extending out to Argentina. So I want to get the real deal from the Florida Ag Commissioner. And also ask him about the Florida Farm Bill that I know he worked on for a long time. And there's some great stuff in here, like signal jammer ban. Are you familiar with that? It makes it a crime to possess, sell, distribute, or use signal jamming devices. Officials warn that the technology is often smuggled from foreign adversaries and can block, for instance, 911 calls and disrupt law enforcement communications. Yeah.
Okay.
I believe if I have it right, some of these devices can also like jam up like a camera that you have, like outside your house kind of thing.
Oh,
yes, yes. These things are they come in very handy for bad guys, basically.
Gotcha.
Is what it comes down to.
Huh.
But yeah, there's a lot of other things in this farm bill. It's not just all about growing food and raising beef.
Yeah, but it's been amazing in time, all the conversations we've had with of all the things that come under what's a very huge umbrella with the ag position in our state. It covers a lot of things you wouldn't think about.
Yep. So we're going to talk to him. I think that is going to be an interesting conversation. Also, Bill Gates. Is he backtracking just a little bit on climate alarmism?
I don't know. Does he have a house underwater?
Not yet.
Maybe.
Not
maybe
yet.
That's an influence.
In a recent memo, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates has pushed back against what he calls a doomsday outlook on climate change, signaling a shift in his views on the risks posed by a warming planet. Despite the move, he remains an extremist on a variety of other issues, including his belief that we need a new God, quote unquote, for humans to worship in the age of AI. Really?
What?
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay, he's still weird.
He reinvented himself as a creepy advocate for climate alarmism and other leftist causes, but now he's appeared to shift his stance on that issue. And this lengthy memo apparently was just released yesterday. He sought to tamp down the alarmism. He said many people used to describe the effects of rising temperatures, calling instead for redirecting efforts toward improving lives in the developing world. What did I say a long time ago? I said, for all the measures that they're going to take to, you know, try to not have this big carbon footprint and to try to restrict the amount of carbon that's released, et cetera, all that. And I said, all of our efforts are in vain if you don't get, like, China, India, and Russia on board. It will be utterly meaningless, and it will be highly expensive for us, the consumers, and for everybody. That's following along. Of course, China's not. I mean, they're building coal-fired electric plants. About every couple of weeks, they've got a new one up. I'm serious. And so they're not worried about this supposed climate change. So that should have told you something right there. And what I also said was, you know, shouldn't we be looking and putting money into, in other words, investing into technologies that would help us deal with a climate change? How will it really impact us without the scare tactics? What changes do we need to make? Do we need to move people? Are the oceans really going to rise? How much? I mean, they need to take a real good second look at all of this stuff and change the modeling that it was all based on. Obviously, there were flaws there.
Well, how long can they keep giving us? I mean, we know they change the story a little bit every couple of years because, you know, you brought in the history over 100 years, how they go from, you know, it's going to be cold, it's going to be hot, we're going to be flooded, we're going to be frozen. And they can't make up their mind on that, which now they just put it all one umbrella of climate change. But none of their predictions have come true.
No, they haven't.
None of them.
No. I mean, look, if you follow Al Gore and was that Michael Moore and stuff like that, we literally would be, most of us in Florida anyway, would be underwater.
Hey, come on down, you know, invite people to your Ocala beach house. I mean, seriously.
I mean, one of the dead giveaways was when Obama leaves office, the first thing he does is buy two properties in, you know, Hawaii, surrounded by ocean, and up there in, you know, off of Nantucket there.
And that's
Martha's Vineyard,
island.
Yeah, which is, I think, like, I don't know, eight and a half feet above sea level or something like that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't invest in that. And who would write a mortgage for that?
Just proves the point.
Yeah. What's wrong with this Olympic gold medalist, Lindsey Vonn? Well, we'll get to that a little bit later on in the 8 o'clock hour, because coming up next, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Government shutdown, day 29. What's going on? Is there any end in sight? 97.3, The Sky.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.